Senator Orrin Hatch is set to retire next month after 42 years in Congress. In our continuing look at his legacy, we now turn to immigration. Hatch was an original sponsor of a bill that sought to provide a pathway to citizenship for young immigrants. But he's also pushed for more border security and enforcement of immigration laws. As KUER's Rocio Hernandez reports, Hatch's actions have left immigration opponents and supporters unsatisfied.
Saul Morales has a dream. He hopes that one day, Congress will pass a law that will shield young immigrants like him from deportation. The high school senior from West Valley City shared his story at a recent fundraiser for local immigrant rights groups.
We're going to do what we can to make sure Dream Act passes. Si se puede!
Si se puede!
Si se puede!
Morales was only a baby back in 2001 when Senator Orrin Hatch co-sponsored the original Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act, or DREAM Act. The bill would have given legal status to young immigrants like Morales who were brought to the country as children. But the proposed law has remained as a dream in the 17 years since it was introduced. The Republican senator explained his ongoing support for the DREAM Act in a 2010 town hall in Layton.
A lot of these kids are brought in as infants. They don't even know that they're not citizens until they graduate from high school. And if they've lived good lives and they've done good things, why would we penalize them and not let them at least go to school?
Over the past decade, different versions of the DREAM Act have been introduced, but like the original, all have failed. KUER spoke with Hatch in his Washington, D.C. office back in August. He explains that over the years, those versions have deviated from his original bill.
If they had gone with the original DREAM Act that I had devised, I think we would have probably passed it by now.
But there was a slim chance of that ever happening. Hatch may blame others for the bill's failure, but the DREAM Act represents Hatch's mixed results and his shifting views on the complicated immigration issue. He's a vocal supporter of border security and stronger enforcement of immigration laws. And like much of the Republican Party, he's fallen in line with President Donald Trump's plans to curb immigration to the U.S. In February, Hatch voted against a bipartisan immigration bill that Trump also opposed.
So there was one where he kind of checked which way the political winds were blowing, knew that Trump is a fairly popular figure in the state of Utah, and decided to side with the president in casting his vote.
That's Chris Shmulinski. He's the executive director of Numbers USA, an organization that advocates for reducing legal immigration. Shmulinski says that overall, Hatch hasn't met their expectations on immigration issues.
Senator Hatch, the history of voting to increase legal immigration, but being very, very good on illegal immigration, and those two issues end up canceling each other out on our grade cards.
Although Hatch tends to support the president's immigration agenda, last September he spoke out against Trump's plan to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It allows certain young immigrants to remain in the U.S. Brittany Nystrom is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Utah. She credits Hatch for opposing a policy that led to families being separated at the border.
It may no longer be that his name is the sponsor of the DREAM Act, but he certainly has taken positions that can be seen as compassionate towards immigrants.
But for Luis Garza and other immigration advocates, it's not enough. Garza runs Comunidades Unidas, or Communities United. He says he doesn't think Hatch has been a constant ally for immigrants.
And I do believe that he has turned his back on the immigrant community here in the state, and especially on the Dreamers that we have here in Utah, which is over 12,000.
Hatch says he thinks the Republican Party would support immigration reform if a bill with the proper protections written in it was introduced.
But what the Democrats want to do is just open the gate and let anybody come in anytime they want to, and we can't do that.
While immigration reform continues in a stalemate, Dreamers like Saul Morales remain in legal limbo. Morales says he plans to go to college, but he's unsure of what his future will look like without legal status.
I cannot leave the state. I cannot visit any one of my families. So it's, what if I become successful? I still cannot leave.
Hatch's shortfalls on immigration reforms leaves thousands of other young immigrants asking the same question. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.